I don't have a number of how many people we'll have on the incident. I don't have that, but we have increased. I do know that much, but there is an increase in the number of folks that will be attending from the Forest Service side and in working with our cooperators to make sure that, again, you know, addressing any health and public safety risks for the public and participants and minimizing those environmental impacts with our law enforcement presence and our Forest Service side of that too. And so that's going to be a big thing. I just don't have the number of people, but you know, that's our goal through this, is that we work with our incident management team that comes in. Many of our incident management team members have experience with past gatherings, and so they're well versed in kind of how to handle folks, you know, what we need to do. And so again, it's really about, you know, working with the community there and trying to ensure the health and public safety risks are addressed and that folks feel comfortable. And so we'll have information out. Again, you know, that website's a great resource. We'll actually put out daily status updates, probably starting later next week, just sharing information of how many people are on the land. Are there any safety things to be considering? Are there any new closure orders that went into effect or fire restrictions that went into effect? And so that information is all posted to the website. And so we really try to do our best to keep everybody informed as the incident unfolds. The other interesting thing is just how this works, right? So they've selected a site, and what slowly happens is that attendance will slowly build up, with the most attendees typically being on the land about July 4th. And then after that, it decreases pretty drastically. Typically, we see kind of a slow incremental buildup, and then overnight, we see that drop off pretty considerably as folks head back to wherever they came from across the country. So that's always an interest to the community, is how many people are out there, you know, what is it looking like? And so we'll do our best to share that information through those daily status updates so folks can get a feel for what's happening.